It's 10:42. Thanks for joining me today. It's time to talk with Farmers and Merchants State Bank. And today we are talking with Eric Bozer. He's an agricultural loan specialist with Farmers Merchants State Bank. And Eric, I appreciate you joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Kelly. How are you?
Very good. We just like to meet different people in our community with different businesses and kind of get into their heads and see what it is that they do for a living and what they do for the community. And so it's fun to have you on the show today. Tell me a little bit about what you do as an agricultural loan specialist with Farmers and Merchants State Bank.
Yeah, so I focus mainly on doing farm loans, all types of farm loans for customers here. Our lenders, we do serve all customers. We do farm, commercial, and consumer loans, with a little bit of a focus in one of those areas, and my area is more on the agricultural side. We have three bank locations, Piers, Sauk Rapids, Eden Valley, so we're able to serve a lot of the central Minnesota area, and also we do reach out further than that. We do have customers further in the northern part of the state, all the way down to the metro area as well.
Oh, wow. Now, how long have you been working there?
I'm coming up on 13 years working for the bank. I spent my first couple years on the credit analysis side, and I have been doing lending now for almost 10 years.
Okay. Well, and you did say that, when you hear it in the title, you think farmers and merchants. So you're thinking, it's just basically only farm loans, but that's not the case. But for you as an ag specialist, is that your main focus is ag lending? And if that's the case, what does that actually mean?
Yeah. So, yep, we are, our name is Farmers and Merchants Bank. So obviously, serving farmers and business customers is a large part of what we do. But we certainly offer all types of loan products, car loans, home loans. We offer the non-traditional home loans, which would be, homes on farm acreage or mobile homes. We can certainly look at financing that. We also have the 30-year fixed-rate loan products available that we can help our customers get. So we can certainly meet all of your consumer loan needs. As we talked about, my main focus is more on the farm side. So, we work with, any sort of farming operation, poultry, dairy, hogs, crop. We kind of run the full spectrum there. And anything from, a line of credit operating loan to equipment financing to real estate, we can kind of meet, any sort of financing need that you're looking for.
So why are ag loans different? I mean, it is a business, right? It's a type of business, but why are they treated differently? I guess I've never really understood why a farm loan is different than maybe like a loan to own a restaurant, for example.
Right. Yep. So the underwriting on them is all a little bit different. Some of the main focuses are all the same. We want to, learn about the cash flow of the operation and projected, income and expenses for the next year or two, trying to understand the customer and what is unique to their operation. Each different type of lending provides, kind of its own unique, different circumstances and ways that they can be successful and some of the different challenges that they might face as well. Really trying to get to know our customers and understand their operation as much as we can to learn and also, try to help them, where we can by, setting up, proper structures for a loan, really meet the needs of their operation. They are all farms, all businesses, they're all unique in their own way and really learning to match the financing needs for what they have happening there is something that we strive to do.
Yeah. And I would imagine for you, like when you're working with these people, a lot of farms are family businesses that are passed down from generation to generation, and they live their life, really, they're on that farm, and that's what they do, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and sometimes maybe not keeping up so much on the new technical things that can really help advance their farms and their businesses. And I would imagine that you, as an ag banker, probably really keep up to date with that kind of stuff, so you can really help people in saying, hey, well, we're going to redo this loan. Let's take a look at what we can do to make more product or make sure that you're making more money by using technology or possibly, you know, farm equipment that uses that higher technology, too. Does that come into play for you?
Yeah, it certainly does. And the agricultural landscape is, it seems like it's, you know, rapidly evolving with new technology that is out there. You know, there's constant changes to equipment, different, you know, methods of farming that is changing. You know, every year there's something new to learn about. And, yeah, we certainly strive to stay on top of that and, you know, go to different training sessions, you know, tune into to webinars, whatever sort of education that we can obtain. We certainly try to have, you know, a few different lenders here, try to, you know, attend the different conferences, you know, anything that might be out there to give us a little bit more of a knowledge of what's coming and what's there to better serve our customers. Yeah, you had talked about, you know, farming, you know, is a generational thing where, you know, oftentimes we see it handed down from, you know, from one generation to the next. And those are some of our, you know, some of our favorite customers to work with are the ones where, you know, grandpa banked here, you know, 90 years ago and dad banked here. And now it's passed on to the next generation as well. It's a large part of what we do. We love to build those relationships, get to work with people, get to know people, you know, truly, you know, become friends with them and neighbors. And that's, you know, it's a large part of our customer base is, you know, the neighbors that live down the street or, you know, on the farm next to you. And that's, you know, that's, I think that makes us, you know, unique here, how we can build those relationships.
Yeah, and you just think about how much that impacts just our local community, the food that's produced on our local farms and just generation after generation, the trust that has to be built between the bank that's helping these people because they go to you and say, hey, we need you to stay on top of this stuff. Well, we're out here trying to bust our butts and get these crops in the ground. Well, if they have a bad year, what are we going to do for projections? And you guys seem to make a really good team when you work with those kind of people.
Right. Yep. Yeah. That is absolutely something that we strive for. Building the relationships, you know, really, you know, knowing the ins and outs of your operation as much as we can. What makes your farm unique or different from somebody else's? If there is something that, you know, doesn't go the way we were planning it would, how can we, you know, redo things, restructure things to make it work for you? You know, that's a constant with agriculture. You know, there's ups and there's downs as we go. Some years are great years. Some years are, you know, they could be a struggle. So finding a way to work through those lean years and position them to be in a place where when you can be, you know, have a successful couple years, you know, to really capitalize on it and set yourself up to prosper.
I've heard that Farmers and Merchants State Bank is been described as being large enough to offer all kinds of different lending options, but small enough to help with those personalized decisions, you know, with the farmers being able to just call you by on a first name basis and have that really, that ability to just go to you and say, hey, I think this is what we need, or can you help us with this question?
Yeah, and I guess I certainly feel that is something that we are able to offer. If a customer walks into our lobby, you know, we usually have our tellers able to greet them by name. They come to, you know, anybody in the new accounts or and then obviously with our lending team as well. We certainly get to know our customers on a first name basis. And again, know their operation as well as we can. But yeah, we are a big enough bank where we can do loans of sizable amounts to help you, you know, with larger purchases, you know, ag real estate purchases and, you know, a lot of, you know, where prices are on land right now, you know, a lot of those loans here, you know, it can add up in a hurry.
Yeah.
But also, you know, being able to, you know, help with the, you know, the $5,000 loan for a tractor repair or whatever it might be as well. And then being able to be able to help a customer with a quick turnaround time. You know, a lot of times you don't have, you know, a week or 2 weeks to wait to get something done. So, being able to quickly, you know, do our background work on it and try to get those funds into our customers' hands as soon as we can, so we're able to help them, complete whatever project they're working on and move on to the next thing.
Yeah, those quick decisions have to be crucial, because if you've got, you know, a bunch of acreage and you've got to get that stuff out there right now, and something breaks down, and I mean, these pieces of equipment, just like to fix something, can cost thousands of dollars just for a piece for one of those big tractors or combines or whatever. So, yeah, they need someone that can make those decisions pretty quick and get that thing up and running in a day or so can get back out there.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, when there's a window to get your work done, it's something that you need to take advantage of. And again, if we can help make that happen by getting a quick turnaround on something to give you the opportunity to capitalize on it, that's something we pride ourselves on.
So what are some of the main areas of focus that farmers and other people that have been working with you have been focusing on lately? What are the things that you've been dealing with?
Yeah. So right now, obviously, a lot of talk out there is about interest rates and where they have gone. And we have seen a shift in the market the last, 6 months or so with some increasing in interest rates. And it sounds like that is something that is probably going to continue at least for a short time here. So where interest rates are and where they're going has certainly been a topic of conversation. We do offer all sorts of programs that we can work with customers to help, obtain some longer-term fixed-rate financing. So typical in-house farm loans are done with, a 3 to 5 year type of a fixed rate, and then renewable from there, which works great in a lot of cases. And in other cases, if a longer-term fixed rate is something that is as important to that operation and something that makes sense, we have a lot of options to make that happen. We work with Farmer Mac, we work with FSA, and we work with the Rural Finance Authority, which is a state of Minnesota program. All three of those do offer us the ability to offer long-term fixed-rate financing for our farm needs, which again, that can be a crucial part to stabilizing a cash flow. You're able to know what your costs are going to be from year to year. So those are some tools that we certainly look at using when needed. And again, obviously, we do offer operating line of credit where it can help you take care of your input expenses for the year. Equipment financing is something that we do a lot of, the tractor upgrades, the tillage equipment. It's all kind of... all the tools in the toolbox, and we always like to see which one makes the most sense for that scenario.
Right. So basically, they can come to you and say, they know that that's not their forte. The banking is your forte, but the fact is, they work with you because they trust that you're going to do what's best for the farm, and they know that because they've been through their generations and generations in a lot of cases have been working with you to make sure that farm is stabilized and can get everything it needs to be successful. You have something that's called a DTN portal on your website. What is the popularity about that? What is it that is something that really helps people?
Yeah, so that it's something that we have available on our website, fmpeers.com. There's a link to the DTN portal. It gives you current crop prices, dairy prices, weather forecast is on there, so you can check to see what upcoming weather might be. And then there's just a lot of other great agricultural, news resources, newspaper reports, things like that, where you can go on and learn, read about any recent developments in the agricultural world. So a great resource to stay up to date with anything agricultural.
Yeah. You know what I like, too, is that the tagline, "Because friendly still counts," kind of came up naturally. Is that when I see that, that makes me feel like, is that what it's like to work with you? Like, you feel like it's a friendship kind of basis?
Yep, absolutely. Again, and I think that's something that we pride ourselves on here is really getting to know our customers. Like I said before, a lot of these are your neighbors, your friends, the people you play softball with or, pool league or whatever it might be, or your kids are in the same classes. You get to know people, and I think that helps us. Our customers are comfortable talking to us, and again, building that trust factor with them that they can bring us a scenario or a situation that they're going through, And they trust and are comfortable talking to us and you know, knowing that we will do whatever we can to help them come up with the best solution that we can think of. And just, yeah, knowing that that we're looking out for their best interests as well.
And I'd say that you guys are always ahead of the mark, just watching the weather, kind of seeing where things are going to, just in case, so you can kind of be on the up and up and looking for solutions to problems that may not have happened but could be potential, so you're ready for it.
Yep, trying to stay ahead of the game is always, you know, a challenge here. And as we talked, you know, there are constant changes in well, not only the agricultural world, but the world in general. And, mm-hmm. and as much as we can try to stay ahead of anything that's coming our way, we certainly try to do so.
Can you talk a little bit about how you got into the banking world?
Sure. Yep. So my background is I have a degree from St. Cloud State University in accounting. When I graduated from school, I wasn't quite sure where that would take me. I was made aware of an opportunity at Farmers and Merchants State Bank in the underwriting department, which, you know, that basically is where we take the credit information, the financial information, and put it into our loan presentation to help us determine if we can make a loan approval happen, and if so, what the structure might look at. So that was where I got my start in the banking world. Mm-hmm. From there, I transitioned to the lending team when we had a retirement of one of our longtime ag lenders. And again, that was coming up on 10 years now that I've been in this role.
Wow. And now June's Dairy Month, which means dairy days for you and your customers. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing on a community level.
Dairy days is always, it's always a fun time of year for us. So we encourage people to stop in at any of our locations. You can sign up for daily drawings. We give away some ice cream. We have a contest or an offering for children 12 and under. Bring in a colored farm picture, and they win ice cream treats as well. And then on Thursday the 23rd and Friday the 24th, we are giving away free ice cream at all locations. Come in the lobby, and we'll get you some ice cream.
Nice. All right. Well, what's on the horizon here for the rest of this year? You know, keeping up on loan rates. What are some things you're keeping an eye on?
Yeah, that's a big one. You know, interest rates and where they're going. You know, obviously this year input costs are a challenge for a lot of people. We've seen quite a rise in fertilizer, fuel, and kind of with that, well, hopefully the commodity prices can hold for those that are looking to you know, sell crop and you know, generate their income that way. It's challenging and in a lot of ways in the agricultural world right now with the changes in the cost and the expense of a farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So really trying to help, you know, the management side of things and making sure that we have our financing set up in a way that customers can still, make everything work and flourish a little bit and hopefully end up, with a good year.
Yeah, we hope so. Well, if somebody, if they're out there going, you know, I really think we need to talk with Eric over at Farmers and Merchants State Bank about our situation and about what we wanted to do, how would they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can certainly call any one of our three offices, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, our website, fmpiers.com. You can go online, and we have a way where you can, you know, submit a question or anything online, and that gets to one of our lenders. We do have the social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, that can be used as well.
Eric, thank you so much for being here with us today. It's Eric Bozer from Farmers and Merchants State Bank. It's time now for news.
You're listening to AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON St. Cloud, a Town Square media station, broadcasting live from the Coburn Studio.